The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Quick like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN, the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch if you want to see the boss and the gloss. You can see some handsomes on the show for once.
Well, you'll want to see the gloss, that's for sure.
You want to see Harry to my left. That's the most exciting.
No.
Soon to be Harry.
Right now I still look like I got bashed in the head with a baseball bat. So
no, you don't. Well, I told you the other day when I saw you on the stream, I was like, he's got a full head of hair. It looks very different seeing you on the stream. I mean, you still look great. I'm in person, I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, it's still, there's a lot of growing to go on this thing, but you know, we'll see. I'm happy with it. And again, 6 months from now, it'll be totally different. I'll come in here looking like Charles Manson or something. Grow that stuff out. Scare everybody. Scare everybody more than I do now. So if you missed the big news of the day, your Astros make the biggest splash at the trade deadline. They add yet another pitcher and a good one, Zach Greinke from Arizona. And some of the things that are starting to trickle out now, Jeff Luhnow said it was painful to, according to Brian McTaggart, who, by the way, is, I think, the best in the business when it comes to covering the Astros. But Luhnow said the Astros give up four legitimate prospects. Says to add a future Hall of Famer like Zach Greinke to our team for the next 2.5 years, we had to give up a lot of value, and it was painful. Okay.
Well, I'm sure it is painful because their farm system is fertile. Like, let's not even make any bones about that. It's great. But you have to give up something to get something, and we got something great.
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to get from Zach Greinke is going to...
It's worth it.
Maybe someday J.B. Bukauskas becomes half of what Zach Greinke is. Maybe.
Well, you brought in what you know. You brought in a sure thing, and you gave up potential.
And,
proven versus potential.
And I know fans especially and guys in the organization, they fall in love with these prospects like it's their children.
Yep.
Yeah, because you spend a lot of time. You go and you scout these guys. You get to know them. I don't know if you guys saw the story that the Chronicle did a real nice job a couple weeks ago with how Yordan Alvarez became an Astro.
I love that. That was great.
Yeah, and they basically found him, and then the Dodgers wound up signing him, and so they kept him on their radar and managed to get him. So I get that there's an attachment to these guys, and because you put a lot of effort into them when you go and draft them, and but, you know, when you get an opportunity to get better, see ya.
Well, I love this trade for all the reasons we've described. They're well-positioned. Yes, though, they gave up a lot of players. They also are taking on a big salary. Sure. I mean, we talked about whether the Astros can commit to big payroll, Garrett Cole's contract looming. But this is a guy in Greinke who's about $30 million plus on salary. So they've certainly stepped up, just as they stepped up with Verlander a couple of years ago.
The difference here is that the Diamondbacks are sending him $24 million to pay into that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fair point.
So that's going to knock that salary down to a much more manageable number over the next couple of years.
Which is why there were four prospects involved.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. That's why the price was as high as it was.
Right.
And if you've missed it, they also have acquired a couple of relievers from the Blue Jays. They've they brought back Maldonado to catch. So pretty much are set for the stretch run now. Interesting to me that this deadline, and I know you guys asked Art Howe about this, and we'll probably ask Phil Garner the same thing at 5:30, with no waiver deadline. And there weren't always a lot of big-time waiver deals. But it still seems like, I think it would have, as active as it was, it would have been a lot more active 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you have some more clarity. If the Giants, you know.
Right, those teams in purgatory have a little, they know which direction they're going a little bit better.
Yeah, and maybe the Indians have totally faded out of it by that point and they sell off everything. So I think a couple more weeks would be good. But by the same token, it's not like we didn't have a lot of action over the last couple of days.
No, but I like one definitive deadline, as we have now, rather than a deadline plus a waiver wire possibility. One definitive deadline, and yeah, I'd prefer to move it back a couple of weeks.
Well, 2017, I sure liked that there was a waiver deadline.
I did,
it was
too.
Amazing.
I know. I can't believe you said that. I love the waiver deadline. Otherwise, we're not sitting here with a World Series championship, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I think move it back 2 weeks, make it force the deal a little earlier. It might have
been possible. Like just one with like an August 15?
Yeah. Robert says, following in love with the prospects is like following recruiting in football. And that's the truth, because the number of these guys that actually work out. And you know what? If they work out, great for the Diamondbacks. If all four of them turn out to be players, great for them. The Astros are playing for the now. So I love the deal, and I don't care that they gave those guys up. And the fact that they kept their top two guys that they are very reluctant to get rid of for some reason. You know, I'm going to go with Bigfoot and Yeti, but they don't want to trade them. So good for them.
You know, and the deal made sense for the Diamondbacks. They're not a team that's going to contend this year, or maybe even in the window of Greinke's contract. So they can trade him now, rebuild with these prospects. I like the deal for the Diamondbacks. It is clearly a team, and the Astros, ready to win this year, and the Diamondbacks are positioning for a future.
And they were one of the teams in the purgatory. There's about, 10 teams that are there, and now they're saying, look at our farm system now. You know, they've been able to add to it, which is great.
The trades are supposed to help both teams. I think that's what gets lost with fans. They think you're supposed to win every trade.
Right.
You're supposed to be the one that, you come out with, we got the best end of this deal. It's like somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. In a game, when you're playing a game, winning and losing matters. When you're having a trade, ideally it helps both teams. And this is one of those things. The Diamondbacks are getting some prospects that hopefully will help them down the road. The Astros are getting a guy that may help them win a World Series. This works for both teams. And then the Blue Jays trade, they sent Derek Fisher up there. I mean, well, this works for Derek Fisher, too. He's going to get a chance to play. He's blocked here.
Right.
So
especially with the addition of Miles Straw, who's done great for them. You don't need Derek Fisher.
Well,
anymore.
And I think Miles Straw made Tony Kemp expendable.
I agree.
Because that's a guy who can do a lot of things. And much as I hated to see Tony Kemp go, there was just no real place on the roster for him, which is why they designated him
Chicago
for assignment.
For Maldonado, right.
Yeah, and so you basically get Maldonado for a guy who you were going to have to waive if you didn't do something with him. So really good moves. And that's what the Astros have been doing now since Luno's been there. And, it's a different organization than it was a few years ago when they were building up to this and people wanted them to add players. And there was no real need to add players then. Now that there's the need, man, they go out and do it. And they've pretty much done it every year. Last year, not crazy about the Osuna deal because of the stuff going on around him, but they went out and got a closer when they needed one.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Giles wasn't working out. This year they knew they needed another starting pitcher. They went out and got him. So this is how a well-run organization works. And I have to say, as a lifelong Houstonian, it feels weird.
Right. But after the World Series win in 2017, you have to look at that Astros team differently. I mean, they're just a believability factor for this season. Even this deal without 2017, even this deal, I think we'd all have, what's going to go wrong? Now I have this optimism that we're on a track to win.
Well, and you think they're just tweaking things. Like, I like Robinson Chirinos a lot. I especially like him at the bat for a catcher. But they went ahead and brought in Maldonado because he's a superior defensive catcher. And defensively, the catching position has been weak. And so, played 41 games with us last year. It's not a big transition period. I mean, that to me is sort of a luxury, but they went ahead and took care of it anyway. And Maldonado was going to be let go anyway because he was filling in for Wilson Contreras in Chicago, and Contreras came back. So
again, though,
saw a window to get him.
That's a win-win situation both teams because they didn't need Maldonado anymore. Obviously, the Astros didn't have a place for Kemp. Cubs can make a place for him. The Astros needed a backup catcher, or at least somebody that can work in tandem, and it worked for both teams. And that's how these things should work. And I know that's not how fans think, though. It's like, oh, we're supposed to bend the other team over and treat them like Ed Norton in the shower in American History X. That's not how it works.
Lovely visual. I'm loving that. But yeah, no, I mean, this is what I love about this is all in. I mean, they really did not leave a stone unturned. And I really like that. Really like that. If you're an Astros fan, you need to love that.
Yeah, I really wish there was, you know, I wish I could nitpick about something. Because, I mean, it's they've done everything right to put themselves, and they may not win the World Series.
No, that's right. Stars have to align. It's not a given.
This makes them the favorite, no question. They may not win it, but there's not really anything else they could have done to put themselves in position to win this thing than what they did today. So that's all you can ask for. It's just, it goes back to the whole Randy Johnson trade when they made the trade for Randy Johnson. Yep. And a lot of people, oh, you gave up
that
all this stuff.
That was a last minute blockbuster deal.
Yeah, it
as
was.
Well.
And the reality was it didn't work out because they didn't win the World Series, but it was a great trade because it put them in position. And I think that's exactly where they are right now. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, please do. Lots of great stuff on there, as there is every day. And over 1.5 million page views this month, which... We set a record last month with 1.167, I believe.
Pretty good, boss.
We're at 1.536 as of 5:19 on the 31st, and we've got
throw
a bunch
out
of
a
stuff.
Challenge.
So I think it'll get. I think we'll wind up at 1.55, which it doesn't suck.
Well, big news today certainly helps that cause.
Yeah, the story's up if you want to read about it. I at some point will try to get a column up on this too. It's just kind of hard when I'm doing a show, but
you can multitask.
You've got the boss in the gloss here. We can take off the pressure.
Okay, so like you guys interview Phil Garner and I'll write a column during that segment.
Do you want to
try that challenge and see if we can do that? But yeah, I want to thank everybody for making the site what it is. It's been an incredible growth spurt here in the last 6 months, and it's pretty funny that because this was David Gal's vision and idea, and when he first broached it to me, I almost ran screaming. Once we got this thing going, and it hasn't been easy. I'm not going to lie. The launch was, we had some technical challenges throughout. We still do. And for it to be where it is right now, it's pretty darn incredible. So thanks, boss.
Well, it is fun to recall, Carl. We decided after we bought Culture Map, we looked at all these sports authorities we had in the building, all of our sports experts, all the brands we had in sports. And when you start with Fred and AJ and you go down Granato and Zerline and Joel and everybody in the building, Charlotte Palillo, we thought, well, it just made sense to launch another site called Sports Map. And so when we had this vision to launch sportsmap.com, I remember calling Fred into my office and saying, Fred, sit down. How would you like to be the editor of a new site we're going to create? And if he had a hesitation, he didn't show it. He pretty much went forward with this.
I thought it was a great idea. I also had my own website at the time that was really successful, which we were making a decent amount of money on. And at first I thought my big concern was how do we get the two to work in tandem?
Yep.
And it didn't really work. So I wound up having to shut mine down, which was disappointing because it was a fun site. But we've got so many more resources with this one that I knew it would get to be pretty successful. I think it's... I don't want to say I'm surprised by the success of it because, you know, these have been our goals all along. So, but I do think the fact that we've done it in less than 2 years It's pretty impressive.
Well, and it's symbiotic with the station's growth as well. Over the last 18 months, the station has obviously ascended as the number one sports station in town. Our ratings have been great. And as the audiences on our sports station have grown, we've been able to promote sportsmap.com. And obviously, we're translating a lot of the listenership over to be readership as well.
Yeah, and I think it helps having the tie-in with Culture Map. I think we've brought in some listeners from Culture Map.
Yep.
And we brought some readers over to the website. But this was always David's thought from the beginning, is that we're going to have all these properties that can cross-promote and that work in tandem together. And it's working very well across all platforms. And, you know, but from my perspective, obviously this is the one that I care the most about, is the show, but sports map's extremely important as well. It's probably like, you know, it's like having two kids. You know, you got the one that you love, even though they don't like you that much, and then you have the one that adores you. It's kind of like that, you know. But
are you saying you have favorites?
Oh, Fred. And you don't.
I don't. Whoever I'm talking to is my favorite at the time.
Yeah,
that's how it rolls.
Well, I mean, you're,
and they all think they're their favorite.
You got Fred on one side, David on the other side. Who's your favorite?
I'm in the middle of a man witch.
Oh, we know. We know David's your favorite because that's, you guys work together on a more consistent basis. No, I, you know, even my son knows my daughter's my favorite. We've had that discussion. That doesn't mean I like him any less.
Well, you have it easy. You can have a favorite boy and a favorite girl.
I can, but
it's not easy in my household.
I think people, if they're being honest, they all have a favorite. Doesn't mean they dislike the other one.
Hmm.
You guys have favorites. You just don't want to admit it because then the other kids are all like, eh. But I guarantee you, when it comes down to the inheritance, somebody's going to get more than somebody else.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's how it always works out.
Well, if the boss has to keep paying me, there's not going to be an inheritance in his family, so we're just going to move on from that.
Well, her salary is egregious. I mean, I can't keep up.
Well, better make sure that in our negotiations I at least get Carla Dawson money.
Oh, I don't think that's possible.
I don't think you want to ask me. Fred, we'll talk later.
Yeah, I kind of need to know where the...
We got salary cap considerations to deal with. Yeah. Luxury tax, if we want to talk baseball. Once Carla came into the building, all the money was spent.
That's why there's not many women
here. So what you're saying is that you've spent all your money on Zach Greinke, so you're not going to get to keep Garrett Cole.
Ooh, I hope that's not the case.
Gosh, I really hope that's not the case for the Astros.
But in that scenario, you're saying Carla is Greinke and you're Cole.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Although she's younger.
I was just going to say, am I the old one?
No, the age doesn't matter. And it's an analogy. It doesn't have to be completely accurate.
Sure.
I also noticed that I'm the number three. You're the number two. So apparently he's number one over there. Am I right?
You know, the name of the company is his last name.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Kind of. It's not the gloss on the boss.
No, I happily defer. Although we have had callers ask which one was the boss.
It's always troublesome when they call me the gloss.
Yeah, we got a smart listenership, don't we?
Yeah.
See, this is where I probably make some kind of drag joke that I probably can't make because I'm talking about the boss. So
I rarely go out and drag. I don't know why you'd even go there.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to be the gloss, it might be a little role-playing one day on the show.
Well, that's helpful. Thank you for your advice. We do know Carla has a tendency to be a boss. Maybe I'll have a tendency to be a gloss.
Yeah, it might be different. That's all.
Okay.
Just don't call me a hoss. I'll take anything but that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Stick with that.
Yeah, it's another joke. I'm just going to let go.
Yeah, we're really testing you today. We're your willpower, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I would like to keep my job. So there is that.
There is that.
The boss is smiling here to the right, though. I think you're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, you never know. It's I could leave and then I get a call and say, you know, that whole me and drag joke. Yeah. that wasn't cool.
I've heard far worse about me in the hallways. I can handle that one.
Have you really?
No.
Because
listen, I spend a lot of time in those hallways. Nobody says anything bad about you.
My toughest run was Granato when he was imitating me on the airwaves. Remember my old Texas Citizens Bank ad?
See, Granato, that's what I love about Granato. He's untouchable.
That's right.
He can say anything he wants about you and get away with it.
And he does, but yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
97.5. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, efforting Phil Garner. So we'll see how that goes. So if you want to get in while we're waiting for Phil, 713-780-3776 is your number. One of the Twitch guys asking, do you think Sanchez can be that great? I honestly, I would not have, that's not a guy I would have been interested in. And I'm going to give, like I said, giving Patrick Creighton credit earlier, I'm going to give AJ credit. AJ brought that up a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
It's like you would be able to get him relatively cheaply. And
less than $4 million.
Yeah, well, in terms of what you're giving up, too. I mean, you're not going to have to pay a top prospect. So you basically, Derek Fisher for those two guys, he gets thrown into the deal. Man, if you could fix that guy, that would be a coup. And they seem to do really well with veteran pitchers in getting those guys turned around. So,
I mean the Houston staff,
yes,
and Brent Strong.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, you know what's interesting about Sanchez? It, close to the deadline, the trade deadline today, they got Toronto got tons of hits on him. He was pretty quiet early on, and today it's been pretty busy on Sanchez, which is interesting. And you know, he was exclusively a starter when he came up to the leagues in 15. But, you know, I think if the Astros can use him, you know, he's pitched 113 innings already this season. If they can use him out of the bullpen, maybe his velocity goes up. Maybe, you know, just changing him, his usage to be less might be just what he needs.
Your buddy Patrick Creighton is, he's beating his chest. He quoted his own tweet that says, check the date, people. It's from July 27th. Says, piecing together from various reports, Astros don't seem to be in on Syndergaard, don't seem to be in front of Stroman either. With news Arizona's going full seller leads me to believe Houston is after Greinke. This is not a report. It's my hypothesis on why Houston's not in on others. So that was on July 27th. So credit where credit is due.
Go, Patrick.
Great job, Patrick! just give you an idea how excited people are about this. And if you want to get in, now's the time, since I think we're not having much luck with Phil. So 713-780-3776.
You can also thank the Astros for making this trade deadline exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not lie. It was not exciting up until the last minute.
Yeah, if all they had done was get the two guys from the Jays and Maldonado, then we'd be sitting there going, man.
Well, and just even overall, like the Stroman trade seemed kind of meager, what they had to give up for him. Then the Bauer trade wasn't a total shock, especially after Sunday.
It was just
so
weird,
we made it
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah.
Look at H-Town lighting it up for everybody.
You know what's trending on Twitter right now? Number one, Astros.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Number two, Luno.
Great.
Number three, World Series. Number four, MLB trade deadline.
Wow.
Those are your top
trending
Twitter things right now. And yeah. So,
which in an NFL world, and we're days, you know, week into training camp, that's pretty good.
Well, and this was kind of going to get to something that I was going to bring up. The one thing about football is the product on the field is the best part of football. I think with baseball and like the NBA this year, I think the most interesting stuff is the offseason.
Definitely the trade deadline. For the NBA, I would say.
I mean, everything that happened in the NBA, and now this was kind of a different year, but to me, that's more interesting than watching game number 46 of an NBA season.
Right.
Was where is Kawhi Leonard going to go? And then, oh, suddenly that makes Russell Westbrook available for the Rockets. And the whole
game
trade
number
deadline.
150 of your Major League Baseball season.
I watched last night's game, most of it, not all of it, but most of it. And, you know, it's great watching. You really appreciate just what Justin Verlander is doing right now. But for the most part, to me, this is much more exciting. I think people get more excited about this than they do. Now, once you get the playoffs, different animal. But I don't know. I think that's because there's not that much with football that we're talking about right now. Do we really care? Oh, gosh, Matt Khalil looks great at left tackle. He's going to be starting at left tackle. And then maybe that means you're going to move at Titus Howard to guard. that's going to be great. Yeah, it just, until I get on the field and you see it, then you can make some judgments on stuff like that. It's squeezing a call since we're looking for, since we're not going to have our, it doesn't look like we're going to get our guests. Let's get Lamont. Lamont, go.
Hey, man, I'll make this real quick. Have you guys ever seen a situation where an ace came from a team and became a third starter?
Boy, I'd have to go back and look at it. I mean, obviously, you might be an ace on a really bad team, but I mean,
but no. Arizona isn't a bad team.
No,
I'm right in the middle.
No, I'm sure there were some times when the Astros traded a guy who was their best pitcher, and he would have been a third or fourth on another team, but that was because he wasn't any good. This is a legitimate ace. So yeah, I don't know how often that happens. I can't remember the last time. I'd have to go look at it.
Well, I can't remember it either, and it just shows how special and unique this deal goes down. I mean, to have a real ace as your number three is incredible depth for a playoff run.
And you credit Luno and the Astros for that, because this is not normal.
Have a Snickers wants to make you a permanent co-host, Carla, and he wants AJ traded to Arizona, too.
Yeah, throw AJ into that deal.
Hey, you guys could trade me to Arizona. I don't mind Arizona.
It's pretty nice.
All right. Let's try Tony.
Hey, sports. Hey, how long do you guys think this window will be open for the Astros to win multiple championships with the current roster we have now?
Well, we talked about this a little bit earlier. I think the next 2 years, for sure, where you have Verlander and now Greinke under contract, you'll have McCullers back, hopefully. I hope they re-sign Wade Miley. I think he's been a terrific addition.
I do, too.
But from a rotation standpoint, you're now set for the next 2 years, even if you don't bring Gerrit Cole back. However, beyond that, I think in the example that I keep using is where Jeff Luhnow came from, the Cardinals. And they built up a roster that won World Series, but then they're still competitive every year. And, yes, they churn some names, but obviously, that's the model he's going for. And I think Jose Altuve is going to be good for five more years. I think Alex Bregman will be good for the next 5 years of his contract. If Alvarez, his arrow keeps pointing up.
Amazingly.
Yeah, holy bleep. So, I mean, you're going to be good for a while. And I know, oh, but we traded all these prospects. Yeah, well, you know what? They may turn out to be good 3-4 years from now. But you a lot of those guys are blocked. And like Seth Beer may turn out to be a terrific first baseman. Is he going to be more productive than Alvarez? 3 years from now, maybe? I don't know. So, yeah, I think they're in a good spot. Let's squeeze one more on. Is it Sam? God, my eyes are bad. What's up, Sam? Hello, Sam.
Hello.
You're on.
Hey, sports. First time caller, long time listener. Hey, listen, I was just wanting to ask you, Fred, not sure if you know a little bit more in detail, but, I mean, I know, of course, the product in the field is outstanding, and, of course, the trades and all of that they've done, but what can you tell me on the actual coaches and the staff that has put this group together to see how long they're going to be with the Astros? Take your answer. Thank you.
Well, that's the price of success, right? I mean, you already
Alex Cora.
Yeah,
right.
You lost him to the Red Sox. I think if you have success, then yeah. You know, why someone hasn't tried to hire Brent Strom as a manager already surprises me. They win another World Series. Yeah, he's probably gone.
Hey, don't give people ideas. I don't like that.
That's life.
No, you're right.
And if you're a good football coach, you're going to lose your assistants all the time. We saw it, and I think you look at Bob Stoops. Every year, Bob Stoops is having to replace great assistants.
Well, now Alabama's doing the same.
Yeah, Alabama, same thing. And I think Clemson, too, now. Whenever you're successful, then they lost a bunch of their analytics guys in the offseason this year, too. Mm-hmm,
they did.
And that's going to happen. So if they win another World Series, they're going to lose a guy or two off the staff.
And, look, the Patriots are the poster child of that every year. They're replacing their coordinators.
Yeah, and the difference is that with the Patriots, it's like those guys never go on and do anything.
Yeah, well, they don't, do they?
No. And that's the that's because there's really one guy doing the whole thing there. But I do think part of being a really good baseball manager or a football coach or basketball coach, half of the job is hiring well and finding the right people. And it's one of the things that frustrates me about Bill O'Brien, in contrast, is that...
But he doesn't need to hire because he does it all. Uh-huh. Fred, we've got it all for one right here in Houston.
And that's a problem. But part of the job is hiring the right people. And so far, Jeff Luno's done it. A.J. Hinch has done it. Mm-hmm. And you just got to trust them that they're going to keep doing it. Sooner or later, they'll miss on somebody. Everybody does. You know, even David Gao has missed occasionally.
Oh, come on. How could you say that?
No, but the track record's really good. But, you know, 8 out of 10 may be great. But at some point, you hire a pitching coach. It's like, okay, maybe he's not getting the same results. It happens. But when you're good and you're successful, people want your guys. Why do you think everybody's trying to hire me and AJ away?
Yep.
Because success. And that's okay. You're going to lose people like that. Well, not here because, you know, the other places suck.
You can't leave paradise.
No, this is... I got a good deal here. I'm not going anywhere. We just put down more roots, so...
Yeah, you did. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. We'll be having a big party out there at some point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Was that you or was that the machine?
Blaming it on the machine because I slammed my finger in there at the beginning, so I know I hit the button.
Okay, I'm gonna give
but
you.
You know what? You can put it on.
I'm gonna
tack it on my ERA.
I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt because you've gotten much better at that. And when you first started, it would always start off with "We are back on the Blitz" every time. He was a little too slow on the trigger finger.
I got used to 3 years of people yelling at you if you would turn on and off their mics at old stations. So. It took a little bit of time to get back in this habit.
Yeah, but you can't focus on what happened at those loser stations. You know,
they taught me bad habits. And it took a while to break them.
You're playing for the Astros now, okay? You're not playing for the Cincinnati Reds.
And I needed a guy like AJ Hinch and Brent Strom to fix me, and that's what you and AJ did.
He was
Wade Miley.
He had the beaten wife syndrome, and now he's Wade recovered. Miley. He's on a good track. He's going to be okay.
Yeah. Are those. You know, I understand when you play for a bad organization, so you develop bad habits and you come to a good one and now you're better. So yes, this is not on you. And actually you missed it yesterday because I pretty much whiffed about three or four things for Nick because Nick was smart enough to ask me, hey, what regular features do you guys do? And I told him about, hey man, bleep that. I told him about Gym of the Day. Totally forgot about Local Music Tuesday. So we're halfway through the show and I realized, ugh, I blew that.
I didn't know that he was filling in instead of Tyler because I didn't have cell service. So I hit a Starbucks real quick and I sent Tyler the playlist because I thought Tyler was doing it on Sunday at around midnight, I think.
Well, he was supposed to, but something came up and they had to switch.
Yeah. So I sent it to Tyler. So I didn't even know. Had I known, I would have emailed Nick a full rundown on what to do.
Where'd you go on vacation where there's no cell service?
First, I was in Dripping Springs for my brother's wedding, and then we went out to Georgetown. So we were out on a farm in Georgetown. There was nothing out there.
Yeah, that's the only thing about our new place is the cell service. Not good, but we'll get it figured out. I kind of like that, though. Kind of like being out of the... Did you go to the Dripping Springs vodka place while you were there?
No, we didn't have time for that because technically stayed in Bee Cave and it was a 30-minute drive. But we went to Jester King to make AJ proud, and we went to a couple other places around there.
That Thirsty Planet is my favorite one there. I don't know if you got to that one.
Didn't go to that one. I went to one right around the corner from Jester King that was built out of... It's basically they took a whole bunch of steel buildings and dressed them up like barns, and there's a distillery next to a brewery next to a food truck.
Oh, that's cool.
That's heaven on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. The Thirsty Planet's pretty close to Jester King. We did a beer tour there a couple years ago, and I had never heard of it. And that place was amazing. But I can't get their beer anywhere else except for there. And I'm not a big Jester King guy because I'm not a sour guy. So
I'm not either, but it was fun to go to, and the environment's really nice. And their beer's still good. It's just not my favorite because I'm not a sour guy.
It's as good as you can get for sours. It's just, not my thing. Hey, let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you guys are parents. And, I would say, from what I know about you guys, you're really good parents.
We try to be responsible, yes.
I think, we've all...
I don't even have favorites. That's how good of a parent I am.
Well, I'm sure there's all things we'd like to have back as a parent, but for the most part, you do the best you can, and you hope they turn out well, and, your kids are turning out well.
Just to be clear, we are parents, but we're not parents together.
Right.
He's my work husband. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, okay. Let's clarify that for people, because if you're just tuning in...
Call boss.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to diminish her standing in the public.
That's how rumors get started. You know that, right?
I can already see your wheels turning, Fred. Just shut it at this point.
Are we sure about this?
Yeah.
But because people could walk in and hear that. But yes, different families, but good parents nonetheless.
Yes.
I'm going to make a bet with you guys right now, and I feel fairly confident I'm going to win this bet, that you guys never did what this woman did. A Texas woman decided at 1:45 in the morning that she wanted to go into a nightclub.
Now, I have done that.
And knock back some shots.
Oh.
Well, no, we've all done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, done that last week.
What we didn't do was leave the infant daughter in a running car.
Mm.
At around 1:45 a.m. on July 28th. This is the middle of the week she's doing this. Oh, boy. A patrolman was dispatched to the Trackside Nightclub in Copperas Cove, which is like Central Texas.
Nice plug. Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday. Okay, but Sunday at 1 a.m., so it's probably Saturday night that she was doing this, right? The responding officer...
Because it's better that it was a late Saturday night, Carla? You feel better about this than it was if it was a Tuesday?
I'm trying to help this poor thing out just a little bit.
All right.
The responding officer spotted the child asleep in a safety seat in the rear of a 2009 Buick Limited, which was unlocked. So if you were a person, who kidnapped babies, you could just walk by here and grab one for free, not even have to work hard at it.
Well, I don't know what's worse, the story that you're telling or her mugshot where she is smiling.
I know.
What in the hell? What is that? Look at this.
That is the best part of it. Is this mugshot? She's smiling like nothing's wrong in the world.
She's in a Colgate commercial. Check her out.
Well, she must have been arrested after she had the shots in the nightclub, because she looks pretty joyful.
Yeah.
She's pretty well tatted up. She's pretty happy.
Face and neck tattoos, which, okay, a bit much for me. But Samantha Grace Vaughn, 26 years old, initially claimed she only went inside to pee.
Hmm.
Which is also special that's her words.
I'm going to say if it were that desperate, and I guess it's different for women and men, but if I really had to pee that bad and pull into a parking lot and have my kid in the back of the car, I'm going to get out and pee in the grass in front of it.
I'm going to take the fifth on that as a woman.
Just saying. I mean, not that that's ever happened, but that's what I would do.
I just tweeted it out, so if anybody wants to see it, you can go see the story.
Okay, good. Thank you, Aaron. Because
Degenerates 975.
Yeah, Degenerates 975.
The photo's something.
The photo... Oh, I would.
What? Boss. I cannot have that.
I definitely would. But.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. That's almost my flavor.
Yeah, you find her attractive, right?
No, come on, you two.
I have always liked the touch of the gutter. I've always been. Listen, I mean, yes, I like classy.
You're a basement dweller.
No, but, I mean, not the whole. I don't want the whole gutter.
Sure.
She's dangerously close to the whole gutter.
Yeah. Swirling down the toilet drain, but not underneath.
Yeah, just like one.
But you combine the photo with the story, she is the gutter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's a little.
Photo alone.
Little too gutter for me.
Is even close.
But touch of the gutter. Touch of the gutter is like a touch of class. It adds to the ensemble. But when asked if she consumed any alcohol, she reportedly said she had two shots. Then she started realizing she might be in trouble.
Yeah.
And yelled, "You will not take my child and place her with a bleeping N-word.
Hmm.
Okay, now she's off the list. Now she's a no. Okay,
dumbass.
She's below gutter now.
Yeah, that's just horrible human being. And so apparently she had more than two shots. She went to pick up her husband and sat with him while he consumed two shots after being handcuffed. And then she started thrashing about in the rear of the police cruiser, smashing her forehead into the steel bar twice. That would explain the laceration on her head.
There we go.
Not wise, guys.
So then she started threatening the arresting officer.
That always goes over well. That's a really good tactic.
And I can't even say what she says on there, but it's pretty bad.
Where's the baby now?
She was charged with child endangerment, resisting arrest, and making terroristic threats to a public servant. The baby's at CPS now, thankfully. Yeah, she's got... Oh, boy.
Yeah, because hubby was joining her for the shots. So
I can't believe...
Not a good deal.
I can't believe these quotes. I can't even bleep them out. That's how bad they are. I can't even bleep the word out. Words.
Okay, so she's still attractive to you?
No. Once I got down to her... dropping in words and stuff. That's it. She's off the list.
Okay. She lost you.
I like you again.
For a minute she had you, and now she lost you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens, though. I mean, no offense, but this is kind of how women are. They act. They look a certain way to you, and they reel you in, and then you find out that they're really horrible human beings, and it's too late to run.
See, Carla, okay, that's
how it
is.
Don't get to know me that well, Fred, because, you know, so far, so good. I am who I say I am.
Yeah, and that's why we're...
I'm not going to wrong you.
And your original premise at the start of the whole segment here is right. I don't think Carla has ever gone out taking shots and left a daughter in a car.
That's a fact.
I could safely say that none of us have ever done that. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All righty. I have to tell you about my good friend, Dr. Linville, and what he has done with my hair replacement. And I have to say, I wasn't sure I was going to do this. I was kind of on the fence about it. I was either going to just shave my head and quit or get something done. And I went to several different places, and I talked to him, and it just sounded like, it really isn't for me. I spent 5 minutes with Dr. Linville, and I was sold. Because basically what he does, he takes the individual follicles from the back of your head and then transplants to wherever you're thinning. He can even redraw your hairline, which he's done with me. And yeah, it's once this grows out, I'm going to actually have options. It's actually going to look natural because it is my hair. It's not one of these goofy things where it's a wig or where it's somebody else's hair or it's plugs. No, it's your own hair. And minimal discomfort. There's no linear scar. You're back to work the next day. I actually went to work that day, which was a little ambitious, but the next day. And the cool thing is he had this done himself. So he wants to help guys like me, like you. And he's a lot more affordable than these other places that you're going to hear about. Because all he wants to do is help you get your hair back and feel better about yourself. It's that simple. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. We've got discounted consultations for all the ESPN listeners. And if you go to 975hair.com, sign up for your consultation. And see what it's about. And I think you're going to be like me. You're going to spend a few minutes with the doctor and you're going to say, okay, this is it. I want to do this. And I'm glad I did. And I can't wait to see how it's going to develop here over the next few months. But it's, guys, if you're getting thin, man, and you're trying to make that decision, it's better to have hair. It really is. And now that I've done it, I'm so happy and I cannot wait till it's all grown out again. That's 975hair.com. And the big thing is, you're doing business with a great person, and they really will take care of you there. First-class treatment. 975hair.com. Discounted consultations. 975hair.com. Get your hair back, guys.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.